Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2010 to Liu Xiaobo for his long and non-violent struggle for fundamental rights in China.
Ireland's record addressing China's human rights abuses has been very far from brave. 4 years ago, the Nobel Committee gave its Peace Prize to a Chinese citizen for the first time ever, but Liu Xiaobo wasn't there to receive it.
At this stage in the ceremony, when we normally hand over the medal and the diploma, I place them in the empty chair held by Liu Xiaobo.
He had just started an 11-year sentence for disseminating counter-revolutionary propaganda. In his own words, Liu said that all he ever wanted to do was have the freedom to write.
In China, I just want to be an honest and dignified intellectual writer. If you try to be that, you will definitely clash with the political system in this country.
When Xi Jinping visited Ireland the year after the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to Liu, Amnesty International urged the government to raise his case with the president in waiting. Eamon Gilmore didn't.
No, we didn't raise specific cases any more than we raised specific trade investments.
We were uncomfortably out of step with EU policy at the time, as European politicians raised Liu Xiaobo's case and many others with the authorities in Beijing.
A exprimé la semaine dernière sa préoccupation concernant la situation de Monsieur Liu Xiaobo.
Much has happened since then on the human rights front in China. Almost none of it good. China executed almost 2,500 people last year, roughly three times more than every other country in the world combined. The figure does represent a decline, one which a Chinese health minister lamented had led to a shortage of transplant organs. Brutal suppression of the Falun Gong, Tibetans and the Muslim Uyghur community continues. Just today, reports have emerged that six university students of this man were summarily arrested and jailed. He's a Uyghur university professor who wrote a blog calling for racial equality between Muslim Uyghurs and Han Chinese. His daughter managed to leave China to seek asylum in America.
By creating this website, my father's website, he was trying to let more people know about the culture, and he wanted to also advocate that people should treat whatever, whoever you are, that you should be treated same, equally.
That impertinence earned him a life sentence in jail, and today his students are being punished too. When it comes to suppressing internal dissent, Chinese policy follows the proverb, kill a chicken to scare the monkeys. In the international community, it seems that there are now two camps, those like Russia, Afghanistan and Iran, and now perhaps Ireland, that ignore China's abuses in order to cultivate trade ties, and those that continue to criticise China's human rights record.
China has been pretty good at leveraging its economic and trade weight around the world to sort of press other government not to raise issues such as human rights or Tibet or the death penalty, organ trade, any of the issues that you see in China.
Nicholas Bekellen from Human Rights Watch. They note that the stated policy of some countries of developing trade ties to leverage human rights concessions has not worked.
And what we've seen with the new Chinese president, Xi Jinping, is the opposite of what politicians have told us for more than a decade, which is that closer economic ties with China would allow us to have a more frank and constructive discussions about human rights. We're seeing the opposite. We're seeing China sort of cracking down on dissent at home, on internet, on the press, on civil society, NGOs, more than it has ever done. And I think there is a direct connection between this assurance, self-assurance that China displays about cracking down on dissent at home and the lack of a public challenge coming from the international community.
Against this backdrop, Ireland sent its most notable international human rights advocate of this generation of politicians to China this week.
Such a dignity as is appropriate for the human rights-centred world, which we wish to achieve. A world with a stamp of humanity on it.
This is President Higgins delivering the Irish Human Rights Council annual lecture not long after he was elected. He very pointedly spoke of the danger of allowing trade and economics to determine relations with other states, and also of Ireland's unique responsibility as an historical victim of human rights abuses to help set a global rights agenda.
Ireland's recent election to the United Nations Human Rights Council for the first time, for a 3-year period, having secured 124 votes at the United Nations General Assembly, is of course a great honour for Ireland, a tribute to its foreign policy and to the human rights component of that policy. It is also a significant opportunity to advance a meaningful discourse on human rights at international level. Ireland has a mandate for the assertion of a human rights perspective.
Whether President Higgins chose himself not to exercise that mandate in his conversation with President Xi, or was under instruction from the government not to do so, isn't clear. What is clear is that President Xi congratulated Ireland on respecting China's core interests, which is code for minding our own business, and will reward us with a state visit. As a reminder, this is what typically happens when Western heads of state visit China. This is President Obama and President Xi at a press conference 4 weeks ago.
I described to him why it is so important for us to speak out for the freedoms that we believe are universal, rights that we believe are the birthright of all men and women wherever they live, whether it is in New York or Paris or Hong Kong.
Hong Kong affairs are exclusively China's internal affairs, and the foreign countries should not interfere in those affairs in any form or fashion.
It may be an empty diplomatic ritual that both sides persist with for the sake of appearances, and one that achieves little, but it is a convention that Ireland, and one of its most prominent human rights advocates, President Higgins, now appears to ignore. Before he was tortured and jailed for a second time, Chinese frontline defender and lawyer Gao Zhizheng had this to say.
More people should understand that the illegal torture on any person is part of a crime against humanity. Why does the international community allow crimes against humanity to go rampant in China?
Gao Zhizheng was another of the people that Amnesty International previously invited Ireland to lobby on behalf of. He was tortured by the Chinese authorities and only broke when they started torturing his wife and children too. We decided not to lobby on his behalf.